Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you doing, you crazy little bastards? Appreciate you hanging out. It's 7-11 and 72. We got a high of 87 today, low of 65 tonight. Yada, yada, yada. Let's take your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, just hours after apologizing for a tweet which led to ABC canceling her show, Roseanne Barr fired off a series of tweets late last night and blamed Ambien for the racist joke that led to ABC canceling her show. If you haven't heard about this or haven't seen the tweet, I'm not going to repeat the tweet. It was inappropriate. Obviously, and the backlash has been, well, I guess warranted, but crazy, like how fast everything took place, like tweet, show cancellation, backlash, like, it's just nuts. Despite saying she was leaving Twitter, Roseanne returned late last night and had plenty to say. She said, quote, guys, I did something unforgivable, so do not defend me. It was 2 a.m. and I was Ambien tweeting it. It was Memorial Day too. I went too far and do not want it defended. It was egregious and indefensible. She goes on to say a bunch of other things, but she later continued to blame the prescription sleeping pill, tweeting, quote, not giving excuses for what I did, but I've done weird stuff while on Ambien, cracked eggs on the wall at 2 a.m., etc. First of all, when someone says not giving excuses for what I did, they're about ready to give excuses for what they did. I've done it. I've done it before. Look, I'm not trying to make excuses, but, well, you're making excuses. I'm not saying I messed up, but anyway, I don't know if the new tagline will work for Ambien. Ambien, you might do racist things. Ambien, be careful. It could turn you into a racist. I don't think things are gonna go too well for Roseanne, and she's been in trouble before for putting her foot in her mouth. Anyway, following in the footsteps of Atari and Nintendo, the old school video game Intellivision is getting a reboot. That's right. Now, if you don't really remember Intellivision, don't worry. A lot of people don't. There's a lot of people listening right now that have no idea what it is. While they haven't released a console since 1982, a new one is scheduled to be released October 1st, and they're offering special deals to the first 100,000 people who sign up on their website. 1982 was the last time they released one. That is crazy. I didn't even know they were still a company. Lastly, I think I got the perfect Father's Day gift for you. The people behind A1 Steak Sauce just launched a new line of candles. Yes, candles. And they smell like meat. Yeah. Meat candles. The 3 cents are original meat, which smells like steak, backyard barbecue, and classic burger. You can order them for $15 each at A1MeatSense.com. You should probably hustle to make sure you get them before they sell out and they show up by Father's Day. So there you go. And rumor has it that they actually come with a pair of New Balance sneakers and jean shorts. So there you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?